Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And I am the Small Business Advocate, the only one, none other. Welcome. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out. I'm glad you use that and to your advantage. And you can read articles there that I've written and my Brain Trust members have written. You can listen to podcasts of thousands, little tens of thousands of the interviews that I've conducted over the last 16 years. So all that's right there, including the outstanding work that we've done, that Ruth Sherman has done with us in the many years, the coming up on 9 years of work that she's done with us in our Brain Trust. But also video. We were talking about video a minute ago. Ruth was helping us with that. There are a number of videos, and all my videos are somewhere in the neighborhood of 3 minutes long. So check them out on any topic under the sun. Ruth Sherman is our guest. She's our good friend, the author of Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away. Give us the website, Ruth.
It's RuthSherman.com, Jim.
Pretty easy. Ruth, thanks again. Thanks again for staying with us. I want you to help me talk to the audience about video. I'm really, you know, I've got an entire chapter in my new book on small businesses becoming a publisher. Okay. In fact, the title says you must become a publisher. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is publisher of content, including including you talked about a 1 minute video being equivalent to 1.5 million, the impact, the emotional impact of 1.5 million words. You know, I'm explaining to them, if you want to do a video, you don't have to do a movie. It doesn't have to be a documentary. It could be 90 seconds long.
Absolutely. It could even be shorter than that.
Yeah.
Jim, it's amazing. I mean, if we speak at a rate of about 140 words a minute, that's the average. You know, we speed up, we slow down. But if we speak at that rate, that's a lot of words.
Yeah.
I'm not talking characters.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking words. So, you know, that we can fit a lot of information into that 140 words. They're just a tip, a secret, something that your clients need. And this is one of the things that we're talking about regarding relevance, Jim, because as the millennials are growing up and learning to work, right,
mm-hmm.
learning about business,
mm-hmm.
in another few years, not very long, they are going to be the leaders.
That's right.
Not very long, right? 5-10 years max. They're going to be taking leadership roles. And these are the folks that have grown up with video.
Mm-hmm.
They are the video
That's
generation,
right.
and this
That's
is
right.
a way to appeal to them. So if you're selling to companies, know that even the, you know, the leaders now who are in their, 30s and 40s,
yep.
many of them,
mm-hmm.
right, the Generation X,
right.
These folks have also, these were the first internet generation.
Listen, I'm a baby boomer. I not only produce videos, but which people might expect me to do that, but I use videos for information. I go to YouTube and type in a topic, and I get somebody to teach me how to do that. I went on YouTube the other day, and a guy taught me how to tie a fishing knot. That I didn't know how to tie.
And you know, that's exactly right. It's so great, isn't it, to have that resource?
Yeah.
It didn't exist 5 years ago.
That's exactly right.
And it is trending. It is huge. And, you know, the dirty secret of even the big global public corporations
yep.
is that their CEOs are also going to YouTube
right.
and watching videos to learn certain things,
whether
it's about tying a knot or doing a fishing lure or
demonstrating
whatever.
A product,
right?
Or showing people how to do maintenance,
correct?
Or introducing a new product, or
right.
or talking about the values of the company and
right.
something the company did. You know, Ruth, when I started doing my video, here were the things I said. I said, number one, I want the sound to be professional.
Correct.
But we're not going to do high production value.
Right.
For two reasons. Number one, I wanted to crank out as many as I could. Number two, I wanted my audience to see that you don't have to spend a ton of money to do what I do.
That is exactly right. You are, you know, that is music to my ears, Jim, because a lot of people are getting caught up right now. There's an echo chamber, if you will.
In the production value thing.
In the production value thing. And it is totally not true.
Those are nice, but if that slows you down, if that gets in the way of getting that content out there, then it's in the way.
Right, and you are absolutely right about the sound, because people tend to forget. You know, they will forgive bad production quality, visual production quality. People will not forgive bad sound. If they can't hear you, then you're lost.
If I could tell people to do one thing, it would be to invest in a good lavalier mic system.
Yep.
Now, that won't cost a lot of money, but it'll pay off because you can get wireless. I have a wireless unit. And I just pin it right. You can see it when you watch the videos. You can see the lavalier right on my shirt.
Yeah,
on my coat.
On your shirt.
And it's that was worth the investment. So anyway, go ahead. Last thoughts on video.
No, last thoughts on video is if you're not doing video, you will be left behind. And it is easier to do than you think. It is easier to do than you think. Don't be overwhelmed by it. It is there for you. You probably have everything you need to make a video right now.
And guess what else? If there's a college near you or university, there's an intern who's specializing in the audio visual arts who will come and intern for you and do these for you.
Absolutely. And I would say even if there's not a college nearby, the high schools are teaching this.
That's
now.
Exactly so, right.
You know,
I don't produce my videos. I'm just a talent. I have an employee
right.
who does that, who was a college student a year and a half ago.
That's right.
Hey,
there you go.
Hey, give us the website again, Ruth.
It's RuthSherman.com, Jim.
Thank you for being here, Ruth. Good job. Come back soon.
You bet.
Thank you, Ruth Sherman, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Ruth joined us. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Here's CCR to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.